My name is George. I'm the lifeboat officer of the Glasgow Humane Society. I'm 61 years of age and I'm living in the same house that I was born in.
Where are you from, George?
Glasgow. I'm from Glasgow.
Brilliant. Anne.
I'm George's sister, Anne. I'm a retired librarian, public libraries. And like George, at the present moment, I'm sitting in the house I was born in, but I actually moved to a flat 7 years ago on the riverside, about 2 miles from here.
Margaret, I work for George Cleaning in Comfy, Glasgow.
And you live there all your life?
Most of my life,
Great, okay.
Right.
Super. Right, first of all, let's start with how you feel. First one at the moment, I bet, George, eh? let's start with a word for annoyed, shall we?
Aye, scunnered, aye. Scunnered's not quite annoyed. Scunnered's fed up, annoyed. Can I think of a word for annoyed? Anyway, scunnered really means you're not just fed up, you're absolutely... Aye, cheesed off. I heard something whispered there.
Disgusted.
Disgusted.
Scunnered is the best if you're really feeling... really bad about something. I think scunnered is quite suitable.
Good. Do you have any different
words,
Margaret?
Pissed off.
that's a common one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's alright.
Is what George says, not annoyed, scunnered.
If I got hold of these glacket wee backles that haven't turned up this morning, they'll be scunnered, aye. They'll be more than scunnered.
What does that mean,
Glacket
wee battles?
It's used to describe MD that just... it's supposed to be derogatory, but it isn't really. You can use it derogatory, but mostly in Glasgow it's used as a kind of joke with people. If they move slowly, if they're getting older, or... I don't know.
Can you say it again?
Glacket wee backle.
Backle?
Backle. Glacket means, I think it glacket simple. Actually means squinty-eyed. You know? Aye, simple looking, aye. Just, aye.
Good. And what about pleased, opposite of annoyed? What's for that?
Happy. Excited.
Fair chuffed. Chuffed.
That's what I knew you. What about you, Anne?
I would have said happy. But I think my brother's put it into the best ones.
Mind, it's no, we don't have to use words that kind of sounds unusual in any way, just things that folk would normally use or anything. Remember, it's a snapshot of how we speak, so don't feel obliged to try and come up with something different. Just say what you normally say.
No, we do use chuffed quite a lot. Oh, aye. If you're chuffed with something, it means you're pretty pleased with it. Aye.
And if you can't think of something, that's significant too, because it just means that maybe this is the word we use now, because of television, because of radio, we're all using the same words.
Yes.
What about tired?
Shattered. Shattered, if you're really tired.
Knackered. Wabbit.
Wabbit. Why would you use those different words, George?
Wabbit is more mentally tired. Knackered is physically tired.
Exhausted.
You kind of say it that way, exhausted, rather than exhausted.
Exhausted.
Yeah, interesting. Different, isn't it? Cold.
Shivering.
Would you say I'm pure shivering?
No, I've never used that expression, actually. I think I would tend to just say I'm feeling cold, or, and if it's very cold, I'm shivering.
Freezing.
Pinch your wine,
Margaret. Use the same word.
Right, if you just say it over again.
Freezing.
And the opposite of that, hot.
Roasting.
Biling.
because I've heard that used in the kind of anger as well.
Oh, you can bile with anger. That means you're red hot. You're steaming, aye. Steaming with anger. Biling with anger is quite a good one. But also biling. If you're out in the sunshine, it's really, really warm. Your sweat's pouring off you. You see you're biling, aye.
I just tend to say hot, warm.
Roasting. Do we use that?
Okay, good. Unwell.
Ill. Feeling sick. I think that's about it.
Anything else?
Poorly.
Oh. It's a good
one. It is, yes. We use that a lot without thinking. I hadn't realised that, but yes, I do use it a lot, yeah. Feeling poorly.
Good. Let's see. Throw something. Have you ever said, do you have burns, Margaret?
Uh-huh.
You do. Have you ever
said, boys or
girls, will you
throw your laundry downstairs?
Toss.
Chalk. Fling.
I'd say throw.
That's fine, no problem at all. To play truant.
Dog.
That was too good.
Dog school.
Yeah, that's a common word for it. Dog. To dog off. Dog off.
So you wouldn't say skip or skive or more
like that? That used too, I think. But
it's usually dog school. Not that we've ever done that.
Plonk. Plonk. Plonk school. Plonk or dog.
Is that a common word in the days?
I can only speak for my age group, and it was very common, yes. Right.
Okay. What about to sleep?
I just use sleep. Go to sleep. I can't think of another one for that. Sleep. Yeah.
Can you think?
You get your cap. Go to your cap.
Go to your cap. To go to your cap. That's all I can think about for sleep.
You do say I'm going to keep it in for a couple of hours.
40 winks. 40 winks.
Is that what you'd use typically?
It's just like a wee nap in the afternoon.
Another one, a nap.
No, I've not got any. 40 winks and nap. And doze off.
I suppose people say for a short nap. I mean, I'm afraid I can't do that. I need to just go to bed at night and that's it.
Your pit.
What's that?
Your bed. You go into your pit. That's your bed. That is a very common one. You go into your pit.
Good. Yeah, that's a nice one. What about to play a game?
To play a game.
Please? I can't think of anything for playing a game. I just...
play a game.
I really can't think of anything for that.
And to hit hard.
Thump. Thump.
Blooter.
That's interesting. Well, how would you use that, George?
A common one is if you kick a ball hard, you talk about blootering the ball. But if someone's being cheeky to you, you'll say to them, watch it or you'll get blootered.
Yeah. I also heard blooted and drunk.
No. Yes, it also refers to a drunk. Don't know why. I have heard that, you know, if you go and you get blooted, that means you get very, very drunk. I suppose it comes from the fact that if someone were to blooter somebody, they'd become rubber-legged and hit the deck the same as you would if you were drinking. So I suppose it comes from the same thing. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Can't remember the word again. What was it?
Hit hard.
To batter.
Stoter.
Stoter. Punch.
Bat. How do you use batter and stoter?
I don't know, just to batter somebody. If you're going to hit them.
So it'd be somebody rather than a thing.
Maybe you could...
Stoter has two meanings. Mm. You can stoter someone or you can call somebody a wee stoter. Mm. And...
What's a wee
daughter. A wee daughter's a good-looking young lady. Is a wee daughter. I suppose you might refer to a good-looking young man as a daughter.
Don't think so. Never heard of it.
You know,
you ever
heard that one?
Stud.
No.
Oh. Stud.
You
heard
a wee store?
I've heard
a store. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, it's a... Aye, you say, a wee store going by, you know.
That's a good one, I like that. They said it in Edinburgh, I think, as well.
Well, speaking of store...
Oh, do you need to get that?
She's a producer.
Aye. Anyway, what about, speaking of attractive, what other words would you use for attractive in the getting personal section?
Good-looking. Bonnie.
Because there's Bonnie and there's the one you said.
Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Brough, you know, I suppose.
What's that?
Nice-looking.
And would you say, oh, she's Bonnie Brough?
Can't say I've actually used it myself, but I've heard not being used regular. I've used Bonnie, but maybe not Bonnie Bro together. But what I know they are.
What does bra mean?
Just lovely.
Good. What about attractive?
I can't think anything except a right stoter. Back to the word stoter, you know. I can't think anything else.
Stunning.
That's a more modern word.
Uh-huh. That's me showing my age and George now.
Cracker. A cracker, a wee cracker.
Wee beauty.
Margaret's a wee cracker.
What about insane?
Mad. Off your head.
Crazy.
Crazy. Mad as well.
You
want to
that one insane, George?
Can I think offhand? No. If I come up with something, I'll shout it out.
Okay. What about unattractive, the opposite of attractive?
Ugly.
Ugly, ugly.
Pure rotten.
That's a good one.
Pure rotten.
Would you say that if you're talking about a person? Would you say pure rotten?
Yes. But I won't tell you who I would be talking about.
And would you say that of other things apart from a person? Or not?
Yes, yeah, yeah. But, yeah.
Okay. What about left-handed?
Quarry-handed.
Sinister.
Is that a slap? Is that at school? Where did you hear the word sinister used for left-handed?
It probably does come from school. But it's either sinister or corry-fisted. Because, you see, in the old days, total digression here, in the old days, just think of it. They built the turrets, the stairs and the turrets going up to the old castles. They built them so that it could be defended by people that were fighting with their right hand. So that the normal, when they were the castles, we were being attacked. Right-handers couldn't fight going up round the turret. So all you needed to do was send up a bunch of lefties and they'd be able to win the battle.
That's really interesting.
I'd have said corry-fisted.
You said something about Latin.
Well, sinister comes from Latin.
Sinistro.
I think it's what left for. It means left, is it not?
Yes.
If I remember right. Getting around from old Latin teacher if
sinister
I don't.
So, okay, I mean, in some ways, left-handed folk were made it to be deviant.
Well, that's why years ago there were children who would have been left-handed were not allowed to do that at school. They were actually encouraged to use their right hand, whereas nowadays that's not a problem.
Right. The school couldn't go and buy, you know, 200 pairs of left-handed scissors or left-handed fountain pens.
So they kind of got made into something bad. Are you left-handed?
Ambidextrous.
What about rich? I think it's something you know it's well off. Could be posh and Bex.
Well off and...
How would you describe posh and Bex?
I don't want to say it. Loaded.
That's a good one.
Rolling in it.
Rich. Well off, rich. That's.
Did you ever say minted?
No. Aye, minted, that's a good one.
Is that what you hear around about here?
Well, I've heard it in the past.
I've heard it, but. No. Mm-hmm. Rolling in it, she's like what we. You know, he's rolling in it or she's rolling in it.
Okay, good. What about the opposite of that? Poor.
Skint.
Broke. I'd have said skint or broke. That's the two words I'd use.
Think about what you know that I know well off and what would you
do? You say they're broke or they're skint.
Your bairns, are they always complaining about being?
Being.
Down to their last.
Down to their last pennies. What was that?
Don't you remember my last penny?
And what about drunk? George?
Well, I've got blurred again. I've got, I'm trying. I've gone. I'm sorry. I've just gone on them. Drunk. Stoicious. Steaming. Stoicious. That's quite a common one we use. Staggering. Fleeing. Yeah.
And is there different ways you'd use those different words for drunk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a happy drunk. You say somebody's happy. That means they're just.
I should use this one. Pissed. There's a fart.
Aye.
Good
boy.
And now, because I know you can get like happy drunk, right? What would the word for that be versus really aggressive versus totally comatose?
Well, you do just say fighting drunk. You say fighting drunk. You get happy drunks and you get fighting drunks and you get singing drunks. You know.
Well, a happy drunk's usually, I'd say, a harmless drunk.
Yeah, somebody
as opposed to a fighting drunk.
Somebody that's steaming is usually happy. That's not a term that's used for somebody that's steaming and fleeing aren't they fighting drunks. You agree with that, Margaret?
A legless, did we use that?
Legless.
No, that's a good one. That's somebody that just can't find their way back.
What about the word you mentioned, stoicious?
Stoicious, yeah. Stoicious means paralytic.
Completely out of
it. Have we used paralytic?
No.
Paralytic is just out the game. If you're paralytic, you're rubber legged, you just can't move. You don't know the time of day, you don't know where you are, you can't stand, you just lie there in the gutter.
More or less unconscious.
Yes.
More or less. Comatose.
Comatose. Comatose. There's another one.
It's always a good one. I wonder how that is in the Scottish nation, you know. What about pregnant? Ladies,
I'll start
with ladies first.
Just pregnant? I wouldn't know whether.
No, don't use that. Bun in the oven.
That's the only one I know.
Up the spout.
In the, what is it they say? She's in the club.
In the club.
That was it, in the club. Can't think anymore.
Up the duff,
aye.
That's not one I'd use.
I've heard it right enough.
So when you really use that?
No.
Okay. Moody. What's coming to your mind, Dan? You're looking puzzled.
Nothing. I'm moody.
That's
puzzled. Puzzled. No, moody. Mm-hmm. I think just moody. I can't think of anything that we use that would cover that.
That's fine. Absolutely fine. Sulking.
Sulking.
And the salt, taking a sulk. Yeah. Can't think of any others. But salt, if you're in the huff, well, it's not quite. It doesn't need to be moody. Because moody's. Mm. You can be in the huff without being moody, can you?
Okay, brilliant. Let's see. Terrain lightly, but it's
Drizzle.
It's slightly different. What about when it's raining heavily?
Cat and
dogs.
Stoating. It's stoating off the curb and the pavement.
That's a really common one, isn't it?
Yes, stoating. Yeah. We say the rain. Oh, it's stoating.
It's pissing down. I keep using that word.
is that word you think folk in your local community use?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
For everything.
Is that like unique to our part of where it's Glasgow, or is it true all around?
I don't know, it's just quite commonly used.
All over. It's all over Glasgow. Very
I'm
common.
I'm just interested in case. What about the toilet? What sort of toilet?
The loo.
Get a boys on it. The lavy. The bog. The cludgy.
Loo or toilet? Loo, I think, it's getting more common over the last 20 years, possibly.
We had cludgy. Oh, dear.
Cludgy's
a good one, yes.
Would folk actually use that, do you think?
Well, I still use it, yeah. Use it with the children, so the children will be using it. Yeah.
Well, what are your words do you notice, George, that you use, that your bairns do and don't use? What age are your bairns?
9 and 6. I can't think of it offhand, but I do know that they're... Oh, they use words like fart and keech. They do, yes, don't they? Yeah.
What's keech?
Keech's a jobby. Ah.
That's a good one.
I don't like this number ones and number twos. Let's be straight with them, you know. So,
Bairns love words like that as well.
They do, yes.
Anything lavatorial is there.
That's correct, yes. They're both writing stories for school just now on the... One's doing Captain Toilet Cleaner. So there's a lot of these words in it.
They're probably tapping you up a few words, aren't they, George?
Probably, yes, yes.
Okay. What about the narrow walkway between and alongside buildings?
Lane. Pathway.
Alley or lanes, the words. Most in Glasgow would call it a lane.
I suppose you're living in a detached house here, but for a lot of parts of Glasgow.
Well, if you go up, like, as you walk up, is it McCann Street or Elmbank Street towards Sacul Street, you get Bath Lane and Sacul Lane, because the main roads are Bath Street and Sacul Street. So if you look at the side lanes, they are actually called Bath Lane and Sacul Lane.
Alley's lines are closer.
Well, a close isn't it, a lane.
In Glasgow, we used to have things like Hatter's Row.
What was that? Hatter's Row. It existed all really before my time, even in Bridgeton.
Oh, a lot of rows. We're still getting it. They're still naming streets rows.
Well, there's Monteith Row up there at the end of the green.
It's just opened a couple of years ago. There's Row's quite a common Glasgow name for a street. That's just a row of houses. But
that's an R O W.
Yes. But a close is something you go up the stairs to get to your houses. It's not a public thoroughfare, a close. Even a common close isn't a public thoroughfare.
No, that's it. Okay. What about the main room in the house with a TV in it? Now you probably don't have a TV in
here. Living room.
Living room.
The living room, yeah.
Probably just a living room lounge.
Sitting room?
I've heard it called a sitting room, but we really just call it the living room.
Living room mainly.
And what about the long, soft seat in the main room?
The sofa.
Couch.
Couch.
Orange box. No, sorry, that was a joke. we don't have long soft seats.
Couch.
Okay, good.
Stream.
A stream or a burn?
It's a two abidjan stream or burn. Yeah.
I mean, you're living right by the river here.
It's not quite a burn, but there's a lot of burns, aye. Most of them around Glasgow are all called burns.
Tell me about the ones that are associated with the river that are very Glaswegian.
There are words that aren't very, very Glaswegian, but you find that there are words associated with the river that change from Glasgow Green down into the harbour, down to the coast, different words, different places. If you take the word punt, P-U-N-T, a punt here is a small, single rowing boat. A punt down in Cambridge is a boat you stand on and shove away a pole. A punt down in the harbour here, just down below the weir, a punt is what we call a barge, which is a floating square object that you just put stuff on and you've got to tow it by another boat. That's a punt down in the harbour. Up here we call it a barge. A barge down there is a motorised vessel. So there's words that are peculiar, but it's the same down in London too, because they've got barges and punts, but they're all different. So you actually find all over Britain, there's river words that exist, but they have different meanings in different rivers. I mean, talking about accents, I saw somebody in a restaurant in Durham. I went up to him and I said, you're a Thames lighterman, aren't you? And I knew that he was a Thames waterman, a lighterman, just because of the words he was using and the way he was using the words. There's a lot of words associated with rivers.
Tell me about the differences between Glasgow City and doing the coast slightly and all the stuff you mentioned.
Well, I'm just thinking of that word. Just the punt and the barge, but there are others I'd need to think about them. It's quite difficult, but excuse me. But there are words that mean totally different things. It's all water and boat terminology, and you've got to be careful where you use them. You know. I'm sorry, my mind's gone blank. But you've got eddies. I mean, that's not words. That's the same all over. But eddy just means where the water swirls round, you know. Hursts. Now, that's a good Glasgow word, a good Scottish word. Hursts. H-U-R-S-T-S. Now, that means, that's really where the water is running downhill, what some people would call, not a waterfall, just running over stones. We call it a hurst. Some folk would call it a weir. Some folk would, I don't know what else would we call it. It's just known as a hurst. You come down a hurst and that's a very peculiar one to us.
That's very interesting.
That's a good one, yeah. Any other words associated with the work you do that are very Glaswegian, being a librarian? Well, I sometimes go out and give talks about George's work, to guilds and Rotary clubs, roundtables, and often if I'm describing the state of life belts flung into the river, when they come out, when George collects them out of the river, they are so mock it, so filthy, dirty, in other words, and covered in glore. It's a sticky, horrible, greasy substance that needs chemical cleaners to take the dirt off them, I believe. So I think mock it and glore are very expressive words to use to try and get through to people just the state these are in when they come out of the river.
Glore, that's an interesting one. I've never heard that before. Anything associated with Margaret that you feel strongly about? Any words that you've heard? Things you'd call in the kitchen, you cry things in the kitchen that might be typically Glaswegian or in the house?
Cutlery.
For a brush for
sweeping. A broom.
What's for room use? What would you call it, that thing, or place where you make the food?
Kitchen. Well, used to be the scullery. Is that the name?
I keep saying Glasgow Scottish Nationalist. I'm the Glasgow Green Nationalist.
So you grew up in Glasgow Green.
Yes.
Explain where it is in relation to the rest of Glasgow?
Well, it's the largest part in the city of Glasgow, but I never had a neighbour in my life till 7 years ago. Never had traffic passing the front door, never had... it's like school friends and that. I guess I was a bit of a tomboy because the whole class of boys could come home with George, but parents didn't like their girls coming home, even though father would say he'd make sure they got home safely. So I tend to be maybe, as I say, more a tomboy because I was playing with George and all his pals. And it made us very much close-knit family, I think. Yes, which I feel the normal Glaswegians would use possibly. I wasn't hearing as a youngster, really, because we were really so high. Sorry? Well, father was born and brought up in Bridgeton, and my mother was just over near the city centre. I mean, she was born just fun enough behind the Mitchell Library where she was born, and then eventually Gallagate. So it was Glasgow Centre, but I mean, she came down here, married father when she was only 21. So she was here really the largest part of her life. Here we are.
Let's go for the familial stuff. What would you call your mum?
Mother.
Mummy.
Now, you guys have not got to listen, right? You've got to talk among yourselves and no pinch words for this.
Right, okay.
Mummy.
Ma.
What about grandmother?
Granny.
Nana.
The Duchess.
Oh, yes.
Mother's mother was the Duchess.
Is that right? Is that was that a popular one, do you think?
I never heard him. Didn't hear MDL shoes. I think it was unique.
She was known all over the area, not just by the family. She was known as the Duchess. And up until he died, one of her sons never called her mother. He just called her the Duchess.
Interesting. That's right. And what about grandfather?
Granddad. Grandpa.
Granddad.
Papa.
Friend?
Pal.
Chum.
Buddy.
That's kind of a male thing, isn't it? What would you call your female friend?
Pal.
And the pronunciation's quite distinct, they're kind of pal, isn't it? Rather than pal.
Pal.
Female partner.
It's just really for me, isn't it?
Just partner.
The wife. She who must be obeyed, not the wife.
And if you weren't married to her?
Her indoors.
I would still call her that.
Unwell. If I wasn't married to her, what would I call her? No, I don't know.
Girlfriend.
Fiance, girlfriend.
Pal.
And a male partner.
John Martin.
If you were telling your friends a story about what your husband had been doing, how would you refer to him? And they didn't know your husband's name.
Fiance.
I sometimes refer to her in front of the Waynes as the old Dutch, but that's coming from
my granny,
you know.
But the Waynes will call her that.
Yes.
And what about if two people were living together and married, what would
the partners be there? You're bidy in.
Something whose name you've forgotten.
Hello? You're speaking with him.
And young person in cheap, trendy clothes and jewellery.
Can I stop you there, sir? This is a lifeboat station that works with Strathclyde.
Okay. Young person in cheap, trendy clothes and jewellery.
A wee Gallus Bachel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Flash.
Explain that, George.
Flash Harry. Just that almost a derogatory term. It's a right wee, you know, they're just, you know.
Let's take each one. Gallus, what's that?
Gallus is flea bitten and ragged. So it's more or less saying, although they'll get fancy clothes on, it's saying the opposite to what they're doing, you know. Instead of saying the fancy clothes, you say their clothes are flea bitten and ragged. And a bachel is just a derogatory term for someone that can't walk right, or, you know, there's some rhyme with them, you know. You know, it's, you know, I've just thought of another one for a partner, yeah. The nippy sweetie.
What? Come on,
you must have called somebody a nippy sweetie.
I have.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Me sweetie wife.
A nippy sweetie.
Somebody is very cheeky and very, very slimy to you. I've brought to you.
A lot of folk call their wives wee nippy sweeties because they've got to be home at a certain time for their tea, and they've got to do this and they've got to do that, and they say she's a right wee nippy sweetie. They've got to do what they're told. She's got them under their thumb.
Somebody else at the door, George.
He's watching the dog.
Sorry.
What about a
kit of tools?
I just caught a toolbox.
That's fine. Don't worry, you can't think anything else. That's fine. Shaking heads there. What about baby?
It's Wayne.
The wee man or the wee yin or?
I hope it was a girl.
The wee yin.
Explain
Wayne. A wee lassie. Yeah. Sorry?
Explain Wayne to me.
A Wayne's not really a... it's not really a baby. A Wayne's a toddler, you know. It's just getting to the stage where it's starting to walk. That's a Wayne, you know.
And the baby is different, is it?
A baby is different. A baby's different, but I can't think of a name for a baby. And that's a Wayne as opposed to a Wayne jump, you know.
What about child soft shoes?
Sand shoes. Just be quiet.
You can't compare. This is like a quiz show. There's no comparing.
Sand shoes. Sannies. Well, I have heard them referred to more recently as Bafties. That seems to be coming in. Yes.
You make your own words up, George?
No, I'm not. I bet you can confirm that. Confirm that.
Maybe.
What was that?
Sanchez, I'm saying maybe he hears his children using that word.
That's right, if you've got young'uns.
I was also, see, for my sins, I was 26 years in teaching. So.
You got exposed to quite a bit there. What about clothes?
Your dukes.
It can be in both, can it?
It mean your fists, and it can mean what you're wearing.
Your clothes. Anything else, Anne? No.
Can't think of anything else.
Okay, I'm nearly there. Yeah. Trousers.
Drawers.
Pants.
Trousers.
That's great.
Well, I mean, a few years ago, I'd have said my flares.
You're so off the minute, George, you're no longer wearing those.
My drain pipes.
It's bootlegs now.
Oh, is it?
It's a bootleg.
Are you wearing your playing tennis?
That's just been right down the
Galaxies.
No, that's that comes
kegs
to
shoes, isn't it? Kegs.
No, kegs.
Is it?
Galaxies were sometimes referred to for a while as trousers because it came from the galaxies you wore to hold your, you know, with your trousers to hold your socks and things.
Yeah, I thought it was galoshes for Wellington boots.
Great. I have to mention the word pocho.
Really?
Well, that's you know, you use pocho. To pocho something. Pocho means, how do you describe it? If you rig something, if you could find out what were arranged for your numbers to come up in the lottery, you'd be pochling it. You're cheating. Pocho. Pocho's a lovely Scots word.
Any other words that you'd really like to share that you're really fond of, I think are quite distinctive?
Geezer, it's a horrible word, isn't it?
What's that?
If you want something, you'll say, gonna you give me that geezer.
And you mentioned one.
Druk it, you come in soaking wet if you've been out in heavy rain. Like, I suppose.
Anything else?
There were a couple I'm trying to think of, and you were talking about Glor and
excellent.
It was weather again that I use regular when I go out in the boat. And that is, it's gone, sorry.
No worries at all. Can I just get you to introduce yourself one more time? Tell me where you're from and how long you've lived there.
Margaret, I work for the Glasgow Green, and I stayed here most of my life in Glasgow.
What part are you
Glasgow
from?
Castlemilk.
George, I'm the lifeboat officer at the Glasgow Humane Society, which is in the Glasgow Green. And I was born here. I'm still living in the same house as I was born in 61 years ago.
And George's sister, born in the same house in Glasgow Green, but now living 2 miles away on the riverside, on what was the Festival Park area now, in a flat there. And I was a librarian with Glasgow Public Libraries.